welcome to the Hour of Decision Online. And I'm Cliff Barrows, the host, along with my co-host, Bob Sauer. Howdy, Bob.
Hi, Cliff. Thank you very much. On this edition of Hour of Decision Online, Billy Graham explains what can happen when you trust Jesus Christ with everything.
You can be changed. The world could be changed. The country can be changed. A state can be changed. A family can be changed. A person can be changed. You can be changed.
Billy Graham will explore the power of God's love to change your heart. And then his daughter Ann Graham Lotz will explore the power of God's love to heal your heart from the pain of past mistakes.
Despite the past, claim God's best for your life. He's the God of second chances.
You'll hear the rest of Ann's insight right after her dad's message, which comes from his 1982 crusade in Boise, Idaho. But first, we have some special music on this edition of the Hour of Decision Online. Cliff, it's you and George Beverly Shea singing together at this crusade.
Oh, yeah, that's a very rare occasion. And, of course, you can imagine what a joy it is to sing with my dear friend. We sang together, Jesus Whispers Peace. What a wonderful place in that Treasure Valley. My, what a beautiful valley to talk about the peace that Jesus gives.
Yes, indeed. So let's go to the platform in Boise, Idaho now, as Bev Shea invites Cliff to sing with him.
And Cliff Barrow, you stay with me this time because we're going to sing a duet together.
You mean just you and me?
Just you and me.
And we only have two, you know.
Well, this is one of them.
All right, good.
There is a name to me most dear, like sweetest music to my ear. For when my heart is troubled, filled with fear, Jesus whispers peace. When grief seems more than I can bear, my soul weighed down with heavy care, and I am sorely tempted to despair, Jesus whispers peace. Oh, that the world might hear him speak the words of comfort that men seek. To all the lowly and unto the meek, Jesus, he whispers peace.
Thank you, Ben.
Well, that duet was certainly one of the highlights of the 1982 crusade in Boise. And Cliff, what else was special about this outreach in Idaho?
Well, I tell you, the committee was so enthused about the crusade. You just couldn't believe what God did. And they wanted to treat us to a special dinner on the day afterwards with just the food from Idaho. And you know what the entree was? The entree was rattlesnake meat. They grow big rattlesnakes in Idaho. And man, it was delicious. It tasted like chicken. And I had several bites of it. But then we had Idaho potatoes, of course, and we had venison, deer meat. Everything we ate was grown in Idaho. And then we ended up with ice cream, homemade ice cream. What a feast we had. And it was a great joy to celebrate what God did in that Boise Treasure Valley crusade.
And thank you, Cliff. Well, let's listen now to Billy Graham's message, Born Again, from his 1982 crusade in Boise, Idaho, here on Hour of Decision Online.
Now, I want you to turn with me tonight to the third chapter of John's Gospel. The third chapter of John's Gospel. I've talked many times on this third chapter and given many different sermons on it because it's a powerful story. This man Nicodemus came to Jesus by night, probably afraid of criticism, or he had a desire for a private conversation, or maybe he wanted to give some more thought before committing himself to Jesus Christ. In any event, he came and he asked Jesus some questions about spiritual life. And Jesus looked him up and down, and Jesus said, "Nicodemus, you need to be born again." In fact, he said, "Verily, verily," and any time that Jesus uses that expression, that means that what is going to follow is very important. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, you have to be born again if you're to enter the kingdom of heaven." Now, the question I want to ask you tonight is, has that ever happened to you? Give it some other title, some other name, if you want. Call it conversion, call it commitment, call it repentance, call it faith, call it whatever. Has it ever happened to you that you've really found Christ and Christ lives in your heart and you know it? Many of you have thought a long time about religion and Christianity, and yet you've never really made a commitment. I had the privilege of speaking at various universities in New England this year and lecturing at some of the major universities like Dartmouth and Harvard and Yale and all those universities. And every place we went, most every place we went, the place was jammed with students and faculty. And I asked the president of one of the universities, I said, well, it was the president of Harvard, Dr. Bach. I said, "Dr. Bach, what is the greatest need that you see at Harvard this year?" And he answered without hesitation. He said, "Commitment." He said, "Our need is to be committed, committed to something or someone." Well, of course, from my perspective, that someone would be Jesus Christ. Are you committed? Are you committed to Jesus Christ? Because you see, in this period of time, our moral ability is lagging behind our technological ability. And it could mean disaster and catastrophe for the human race. The last time I saw General Omar Bradley was at the inauguration of President Reagan. And I remember that the reception at the White House that evening, he was rolled in a wheelchair. And it had been my privilege to know him for a number of years, and I'd already spoken to him two or three times that day. And when the president came in, the president looked all around, and all of a sudden he spotted General Bradley. And he stopped what he was saying and went down and shook hands with him because he's the last of the five-star generals, the great generals that came out of World War II. And since that time, General Bradley said this. He's gone on now, but between that and his death, he said, "Ours is a world of nuclear giants and ethical infants. We know more about war than we know about peace, more about killing than we know about living. We've grasped the mystery of the atom and rejected the Sermon on the Mount." And how true that is. Jesus said, "You must be born again. Start with your hearts. Be born from above. You can be changed. The world could be changed. The country can be changed. A state can be changed. A family can be changed. A person can be changed. You can be changed." Now, Nicodemus must have been stunned when Jesus said that to him, because if Christ had said that to Zacchaeus, who's a tax collector, and they didn't like tax collectors then much more than they do now, or if he'd said it to the woman at the well who had had five husbands and was living with another man who was not her husband, or the thief on the cross, or the woman taken in adultery. But to say it to Nicodemus, one of the great religious leaders of his time, Nicodemus, it says, was a ruler. That meant that he was rich, he was religious, and yet he was searching for reality. How many of you go to church, but you're still searching? There's still an empty place in your heart, and something tells you inside that you're not really right with God. You see, Nicodemus fasted 2 days a week. Do you know anybody in your church that does that? He spent 2 hours every day in prayer. How many people do you know that spend 2 hours every day in prayer? He tithed all his income. Not many people even do that these days. He was a professor at the theological school of theology, and he worked hard at religion. But Jesus said, Nicodemus, that's not enough. You must be born again. Born from above. Now, why did Jesus say that to Nicodemus? Because he could read the heart of Nicodemus. He saw what was in him. He saw that he had covered himself with religion, but he had not yet found the real thing, fellowship with God. What causes all of our troubles in the world? Lying and cheating and hate and prejudice and social inequality and ultimately war? Jesus said, these things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. He said, it's in our heart. He said, our hearts need to be changed. Psychologists and sociologists and psychiatrists all recognize there's something wrong with man. There are many words in Scripture to describe it. I'll take only three words. One is called a transgression. Sin is a transgression of the law, 1 John 3:4. Sin is a transgression of the law. What law? The law of Moses, the Ten Commandments. Have you ever broken one of those commandments? Then you're guilty of all. It's also the breaking of the law of conscience. Have you ever gone against your conscience at any time? Sure you have. And if you go against your conscience very long, your conscience becomes dull and duller until after a while it's a seared conscience and a dead conscience. And your conscience is no longer a safe guide to go by. It'll lead you astray because you've gone against it so much. And then there's another commandment, law. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and soul and strength and mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. Have you always done that? No. Then you're a sinner, in need of forgiveness, in need of being born again. And then another word carries with it the idea of missing the mark or coming short of your duty and a failure to do what you ought to do. The Bible says all unrighteousness is sin. All unrighteousness is sin. And yet, before you can get to heaven, you must have righteousness. God says, be perfect as I'm perfect, holy as I'm holy. Where are you going to get that perfection? You don't have it now. Where are you going to get that holiness? You don't have it now. But you can't get to heaven if you don't. That's why Christ died on the cross. He died on the cross and shed his blood to provide the righteousness for you, so that he provides you with the right kind of clothing to go to heaven.
Will you accept God's gift of righteousness through his Son, Jesus Christ? If so, or if you still have questions, look at the top of the page and click on Grow Your Faith. If you'd rather talk with someone, just give us a call. Our number is 1-888-7-GRAHAM. That's 888-747-2426. You'll hear the conclusion of Billy Graham's message in just a moment here on Hour of Decision Online. First, we want to tell you the story of a man, a tornado, and a chaplain. Dozens of chaplains from the Billy Graham Rapid Response Team have deployed to disaster sites in the U.S. and Philippines in recent weeks. They've been praying with and offering God's comfort and hope to victims of typhoons, floods, and tornadoes. Here's our Mike McLean.
When disaster strikes, the Billy Graham Rapid Response Team sends chaplains to help people in need, like Josh Hunt in Mayflower, Arkansas.
You could hear the house coming apart when the tornado hit. And as the house was coming apart, the basement part that we were in didn't have a door on it. It was just three sides of concrete block. And as the house was ripping apart, flames were coming around the door. I mean, it was the same time, and then the house was filling up with smoke. As soon as the tornado was gone, the basement was already filling up with smoke.
Josh and his family escaped serious injury. One of the Rapid Response Team chaplains who prayed with him and his neighbors was John Thomas.
A tornado came through here and pretty much tore these communities apart, rich and poor alike. I mean, just came through whole subdivisions and just leveled them. And there were some deaths here, and it's a pretty sad place right now.
Rapid Response Team chaplains like John were there to help survivors find the spiritual help that only God provides.
We're here to uplift Christ and be a spiritual force to work with them. That's what we're here for, is to help on the spiritual side of it.
They spent time with my mom and talked to her and talked to me, keeping our spirits up, you know, telling us, you know, everything's going to be okay, and then just wanting to listen and listen to what we have to say about how it used to be here.
And they made a very special gift that helped make one very important thing the way it used to be.
And they presented my mom with a Bible this morning, presented me with a Bible this morning. When they presented my mom with it, she started crying because she had lost hers.
Chaplain John Thomas has seen the healing impact the Rapid Response Team can have and the lives that can be touched by Jesus.
There's been some salvations here. We've prayed with hundreds of people. We've seen a lot of people start to come back around and renew their faith in Christ again. And that's been very positive. And it's a bad situation, but in times like this is when people need God and people turn to God, and we're here to help them, steer them that way, and do what we can for them.
That's what Josh Hunt experienced.
I wasn't a real religious person before, you know, believed in but didn't really take it serious. There's no doubt in my mind now we shouldn't have walked out of there. So it's actually brought my faith back up.
Mayflower, Arkansas is just one of several communities to which the Rapid Response Team has deployed recently. Read more about the healing work that's being done by clicking on What We Do at the top of this page. For Hour of Decision Online, I'm Mike McLean.
The title of the message on this edition of Hour of Decision Online is Born Again. Each one of us needs to be born again because our spiritual hearts are infected with the disease of sin. Billy Graham says the Bible uses a number of different words to describe sin, words such as transgression and unrighteousness.
And then there's another word, iniquity. A turning aside from the straight path. Isaiah said, we are like sheep. We've gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. Now, here in Idaho, I know that I think this is a sheep state, maybe the sheep state in the United States. I haven't seen any goats around yet. And maybe you have goats too. In New Zealand, they cross the sheep and the goats and they call them jeeps. That's a fact. And when we were in New Zealand, I couldn't get over the fact of what they were doing. I don't know whether that improves them or destroys them. I don't know. But some of you don't know whether you're a sheep or a goat. Now, you see, Jesus said at the judgment, there's going to be the goats on this side and the sheep on this side. And the sheep are going to enter into the kingdom of God. Of course, there he's talking about the judgment of the nations, but it could be applied to individuals. Or it could be that you're a goat, and the goats are going to be cast into outer darkness, the Bible says. But one thing you're not spiritually, you're not a jeep, you can't be both. You have to choose which one. The Bible says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. Thus a radical change is needed by every person. We need those sins forgiven. We need to be clothed in the righteousness of God for the purpose of finding fulfillment in this life, finding something to commit yourself to. What are you committed to? Are you a committed person? Do you really believe in a cause? Do you really believe in a person that symbolizes that cause? Why don't you make your cause Christ and follow him? He'll never let you down. And then not only to find complete fulfillment in this life, but also to be acceptable with God, to be acceptable by God. Now, some of you would ask the question, what is the new birth? Nicodemus asked that question. He said, how can a man be born when he's old? You see, Nicodemus, like you and me, he wanted to understand it. He wanted to understand it. Well, suppose I would say, because I don't understand television, how somebody can be in Rome or New York or Jerusalem or someplace like that, and I can see him instantaneously on my set. I don't understand it. I'm not going to watch it. And I push the button to turn it off. I've got to understand it first. Well, you'd say you're crazy. Well, of course, I don't understand these computers. I don't understand all these things that they're developing. This whole scientific age has passed me by. We didn't study that in the school I went to many years ago. They didn't even know about it. How could they teach you? But I don't understand all that. But I accept it by faith. And when a surgeon, I've had several operations, and when a surgeon at the hospital goes to operate, I may not understand the whole procedure, but I trust him. How do you go about proving your mother's love in a laboratory? You can't. You see, Nicodemus could see only the physical and the materialistic. And Jesus was talking about the spiritual. Jesus said, you must be born again. Now, when he said that, he did not mean that you can inherit it. You cannot inherit it. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Your father and mother can be the greatest born-again Christians in the world, but that doesn't make you a born-again Christian. I can be born in a garage, but that doesn't make me a motor car. And there are many people that have the idea that because they're born in a Christian home, that they're automatically Christians. Well, you're not. And you cannot work your way alone. Not by works of righteousness which we've done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. And then reformation is not enough. You can reform and say, I'm going to turn over a new leaf and I'm going to have New Year's resolutions and all the rest of it. Isaiah said, all our righteousness is filthy rags and rags in the sight of God. You see, we go back to the sheep and the goats again. Or the sheep anyway. Well, the sheep and the pig, that's what I want to say. An old illustration of this point that I'm trying to make. Where if you take a pig and take him into your living room, and into the bathroom, give him a good bath, wash him down with some Chanel No. 5, put a ribbon around his neck, bring him in the living room, you say, now I've got a new pig. He's turned into a perfect gentleman. Look at him sitting over there. You open the door, let the pig out and see where he goes. His heart hasn't been changed. Only the outside had been changed. And that's the way with some of us. We've been changed some on the outside to conform to certain social standards or certain things that are expected of us in our churches. And yet down inside, we've never been changed. Now that's what Jesus was talking to Nicodemus about. He said, Nicodemus, you need changing inside. And only the Holy Spirit can do that. You must be born from above. That's a supernatural act of God. The Holy Spirit convicts you of your sin, disturbs you about the fact that you've sinned against God. And then secondly, the Holy Spirit regenerates you. That's when you're born again. And then the Holy Spirit comes to live in your heart, to help you in your daily life. You don't leave here alone without any help. The Spirit of God goes with you from now on to give you assurance, to give you joy, and to produce fruit in your life, and to teach you the Scriptures. You can't reform. That's not enough. And you can't imitate. You can sing the songs. You can even pray the prayers. The only thing is, you haven't been to the foot of the cross and been born again. How do you become born again? Repenting of sin, that means you're willing to change your way of living, and you'll say to God, I'm a sinner and I'm sorry. Simple, childlike. And then by faith, receive him as your Lord and Master and Savior. And then be willing to follow him in a new life of obedience in which the Holy Spirit helps you as you read the Bible and pray and witness. If there's a doubt in your mind that you have been born again, I hope you'll settle it before you leave here tonight, because the Bible says now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation.
It's so unique how God can use Bill to speak to the hearts of people and encourage them to make that decision. And he did. He asked them to come forward, and then he would lead them in prayer and talk to them about getting into the Word of God. And my, how God blessed that message and the invitation. He prayed the sinner's prayer with them, and I'd like to pray that prayer with many of you who've listened today. The same Spirit of God has spoken to your heart right where you are. Just pray this prayer after me. Oh God, thank you for your love for me. Thank you for Jesus, who died on the cross to pay the penalty of my sin. I repent of my sin. I acknowledge my sin to you. Come into my heart and save me now for Jesus' sake. And help me to follow you in the fellowship of the church. In your precious name, I humbly pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Cliff. Are you ready to surrender your life to Jesus Christ? Do you have questions? Please give us a call. Our phone number is 888-7-GRAHAM, 888-747-2426. Or find answers right here at our website. Click on Grow Your Faith at the top of the page. You're listening to Hour of Decision Online.
The greatest need that you have right now as an individual is peace with God.
Join us for Peace with God as Billy Graham and Franklin Graham offer you a message of hope. Listen online or find a radio station near you that airs the program. Just go to the top of this page, click on TV and radio, and then on Peace with God.
We're going to see what the Bible has to say about the problems that we face in our world.
God loves you, and He's good.
Peace with God, what you need today. Click on TV and radio.
On this edition of Hour of Decision Online, Billy Graham explained that you must be born again because your heart is infected with the disease of sin. Now, his daughter Anne Graham Lott says God not only wants to forgive you of your sins, He wants to help you move beyond them.
Have you had an attack of the if-onlys recently? They can send you into a downward spiral of depression and regret. They can dredge up things way back in your life. There have been times in my life when I've curled up and sobbed into my pillow, and I've had to take all those painful regrets to the foot of the cross and leave them there, lay myself down in God's grace, and plead for His mercy to break the emotional and spiritual paralysis if-onlys can cause. Think about it. Despite the past, claim God's best for your life. He's the God of second chances. Lamentations 3:22 reminds us that because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Ask God to give you another chance today. This is Anne Graham Lotz.
Cliff, that's a wonderful promise from God, isn't it? That His compassions are new every morning.
Oh, they are. I wrote a little chorus, Bob. New every morning are the mercies of God. Fresh as the dawning on the path that I trod. His loving kindness is with me today, new every morning, each step of the way. Man, if I could sing it, I'd try to sing it for you, but it's a wonderful truth, and I do like the words from the Apostle Paul in Philippians 3:13, which he says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Give us a pressing heart, O God, and we do thank Him for His faithfulness to hear our prayer and our request.
Amen. Thank you, Cliff. Would you consider praying for and investing in the work of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association? We use internet, radio, video, print, and live events to tell people about the hope that's found in Jesus Christ. You can click on Give at the top of this page, or you can give over the phone. Our number is 888-7-GRAHAM. That's 888-747-2426. I'm Bob Sauer, along with Cliff Barrows, our host, thanking you for being with us for the Hour of Decision Online. We'll be back with a new edition of the program on Sunday. In the meantime, Cliff, we're always just a click away here at hourofdecisiononline.org.
That's right, Bob, and you can tune in to it any time during the day. Share it with your own heart or with a friend and make the most of it. And until next week at this same time, or any time you can tune in to the Hour of Decision Online, we'll be waiting for you. God bless you, and may His richest blessings surround you this day. This program came to you through the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, and it's always good news.